The following hour is brought to you by MidasResources.com, your trusted source for precious metals since 1996. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Finelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked, locked. Hour number two of USA Prepares. Ranger Rick is joining us. He is a new instructor with us. And, you know, for those of you who are new to the class, about 200 of us here at USA Prepares, experts in various areas, we're innovators, we're medical doctors, CEOs, physicists, farmers, engineers, researchers, students rising to become instructors. And we don't take direction very well. that's kind of who we are. So welcome, Ranger Rick.
Thank you.
And Ranger Rick hails from the Pacific Northwest, and Lee Wickenhauser is with us from Genesis Communications Network. We're going to talk about preparedness. Ranger Rick, you know, during the break, we were talking about some things that are of interest to me. And one of them is, in the military, we lie with statistics. For example, if someone is wounded in a firefight, let's say it's in Iraq or Vietnam or Afghanistan, and one of our guys or gals is wounded, and they're transported in a Humvee for medical treatment, and something happens to that Humvee, like it runs off the road, that person who was wounded, dying of his or her wounds, might be listed as killed in a traffic accident.
Isn't that right? That's true. Yeah, the government, and it's a shame, but the government covers up everything they can. They invite young men and women to serve their country, and once they're injured or have post-traumatic stress or something like that, and they get back home, they're treated completely different. The things that were promised you and things when you signed it became a contract, they ignored it. I got hurt in the military. I made a jump down at Fort Bragg, fell 1,300 feet with no main and a partial reserve parachute. It took me almost 30 years to get my pension. And out of that, we had a unit came back from Camp Atterbury in Indiana, overwhelmed the system. In my case, was sent out of state, and in 2 weeks, I was declared 100% disabled. And it's just frustrating to fight that kind of a system, because they can say and do whatever they want, and you have little recourse. You can write your congressman, which I wrote many of them, and they would just give you the song and dance that the VA gave them. I just feel terrible. I'm blessed. There's one up here in Sandpoint, Idaho. We've got a physician assistant up here who really takes care of business. So if you're up here in Pacific Northwest and you go to the Sandpoint VA, ask for Mike. Guy's absolutely rock solid. But it's just a shame they do that to the troops. I've talked to many. Rape is a big issue. And they try to, instead of treating it for what it is, a crime against a person, and it may produce post-traumatic stress, but once you have that on your medical record, that follows you everywhere, and people don't understand what caused it. They just think it's a mental illness that you're dangerous and deadly, and it's not that way at all. I mean, I'm probably one of the happiest guys I know. But they tell me I've got post-traumatic stress syndrome, and I'd be surprised, but, you know, if they're going to pay me for it, I'll take it.
Well, let me see if I've got this right. They encourage young men and women to join now, right? They
right.
send the recruiters into high schools, and they wear these fancy, pressed, starched, spotless uniforms. You can
right.
travel the world. We'll train you. We'll pay for your education. We will make you the best you can be. And then, but they what they don't say is, guys, we'll give you some guns, and we're going to teach you how to shoot, and if you want to drive a tank or fly an airplane, or you want to be one on a crew on the largest ships in the world, we're your team. We'll make that happen. But what they don't say is, by the way, there's a possibility you're going to get shot at. There's a possibility you're going to get nicked, wounded, suffer concussion, blown to smithereens, die, become a paraplegic, a quadriplegic. And when that happens, we're going to dispose of you. We don't really, you're useless to us at that point. They don't tell you those things, do they?
No. A current good example is Fukushima. I have given some classes on that. And USS Ronald Reagan, and I think its sister ship, Essex, was in the cloud. Some of the sailors had written information about, we're staying on the deck, we got this warm air, and then it began to snow, and we had this metallic taste in our mouth. That was the radiation coming out of the nuclear facility that got up in the atmosphere, froze, and came back down. And you can't guarantee. You only go what you can research and find, and of course, the government puts out false information or just no information. But as I understand it, the medical officer on that airship or that aircraft carrier, his only job was to check the equipment that was coming back from Japan. And I believe the helicopter that they talked about was 100 times hotter than normal. They never checked their ships. They never checked their sailors. I do not believe. I think they used reverse osmosis to clean their water up, but they did not remove the radiation. And there's absolutely hundreds of these sailors now are suffering from different forms of cancer and radiation sickness. And they're fighting them on it. They've had to hire an attorney to sue. You wonder, what's this message tell our kids? Because in the day I wasn't the smartest, brightest star in the world, and I saw a movie called Billy Jack, and I liked what the guy did, so I thought, well, I'll go be a Green Beret. So that's what I started out as. And I used to tell kids that I was a reserve police officer, so I worked with a lot of troubled kids, and I said, you really need to go in the military, get this kind of training and such. I don't do that anymore. They've got us fighting for the new world order. I'm sorry. All this stuff they blow out there that, we're homeland defense and then keep America safe. We can do that at a distance. We can use a cruise missile. We don't need to put any feet on the ground. But yet they choose to do so. And the only people that I see profit from this with our young people shedding their blood are corporations and this new world order that Daddy Bush talked about when he was president. And it's a very real organization. There's just absolutely tens of thousands of documents online you can look up and read about. And that's kind of where we sit. It just leaves a bitter taste in my mouth that I was led to believe we're saving America, and we weren't. We did some good things in Vietnam, and we've done some good things in every country we've been into. But it's costing taxpayers absolutely billions, if not trillions of dollars. Most of it's wasted. And it's a shame our young people are coming back the way they are.
Well, look at even the injections that they were given during Desert Storm, Desert Shield, that was told to prevent illness, from being over in Kuwait. How many of the troops came back that had birth defects, cancer, all kinds of other medical issues, and there was no support for them? There still isn't any.
Exactly. I mean, it was like the Agent Orange. It's going to be like a lot of these trauma brain injuries the guys are getting from IEDs. The weapons that we have is depleted uranium. They're getting effects from that. And I've got a good friend I just met a few weeks ago up here that he's fighting that now. And they absolutely blow him off. It's just unbelievable they get away with it. And you try to work through what means we have, being the House and Senate, congressional offices they have, in towns, and some hospitals are big enough, may have an officer there. And you get the same song and dance. You tell your story, and whatever the hospital tells them is good and golden.
Mm-hmm.
And with this knucklehead we got as a president, our House and Senate for 6.5, 7 years has done absolutely nothing to rein him in. We know he's a communist Muslim. We know he doesn't have any love for this country whatsoever. A lot of good information. He's not even an American citizen. He shouldn't be there. And the worst I've heard, well, we might sue him. You know, they should have hung him. But that's, you know, another story. And it's a shame that our House and Senate has no balls whatsoever.
Well, I think it's his presidency is an act of design.
Absolutely.
to have the country fail. You know,
and he's doing a great job.
Yeah. You know, it's kind of like when people let places get down to a business get down to the point where now it's worth about 3 cents on the dollar. That's what other people are waiting for it to happen so they can own the country.
Absolutely.
Ranger Rick, you know, we're talking about invading sovereign nations. And I remember when we were invading Iraq, we were saying that we've got to make it safe for democracy. You know, we've got to promote democracy. We blew up their power lines, their power plants, their water lines, their water treatment plant, the infrastructure, their roads. We blew the country up. And yet the media, the old media, the dinosaur media, is saying that we're working to make Iraq safe for democracy. It makes no sense. It makes no sense blowing the country back to the Stone Age and then saying, there you go. Now we fixed it. You guys are all set. We've just destroyed your infrastructure, and now you can have your democracy. When we go in, no matter where we go, we lay destruction all over those countries. And yet we pat ourselves on the back and say, we helped you. And you mentioned depleted uranium. Who in his right mind would say, I tell you what, this is really cool. We're going to shoot these projectiles, bullets, shells, and we're going to put absolutely toxic for as long as we can foresee in the future radioactive materials. We'll put them in these projectiles and we'll just litter their country with them. So they'll have birth defects forever. Forever. You know, the half-life of some of these radioactive materials, 8,000, 10,000 years.
Yeah, absolutely.
So how is it possible that people can be that defective to think of things like that and say, well, you know, what are the consequences? Oh, who cares about that? It's over there. It's not over here. You know, and who cares if they have defective children, you know, birth defects. It's amazing that people can think like this. Ranger Rick, when we come back, I'd like to ask you and Lee Wickenhauser, why is the golfer so powerful? Why don't people just say no?
So you think your basement will save your family? Think again. A separate, certified safe room placed in the basement, properly anchored to the floor, offers the best chance of survival and protection. And the best safe room you can buy is at Missouri Storm Shelters. You saw them at USAPrepares.com Expo. Missouri Storm Shelters has the largest selection of certified storm shelters in the world, tested against winds up to 250 miles per hour. That exceeds the EF5 rating. Missouri Storm Shelters meet or exceed FEMA's 320 and 360 recommended standards, and also NSSA and ICC 500 standards. See Missouri Storm Shelters right here in Nixon, Missouri, or online at MissouriStormShelters.com, or call for pricing and details at 417-725-0055, 417-725-0055. Missouri Storm Shelters, because basements won't save your family.
Mike Stenerson from Midas Resources. At no time in history have precious metals been more important, certainly not in my 22 years in the industry. The dollar has lost over 90% of its value in the last 60 years. No fiat currency has ever survived the government printing presses. Ours is not immune. The time is now to be proactive. 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Anything tied to the dollar is at risk. CDs, annuities, 401ks, IRAs, IRAs, stocks, bonds, you name it. So decide. Do you want to leave a legacy of wealth or debt for your family? The choice is yours. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Be proactive, not reactive. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 116.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM1 from Terraganics. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terraganics. Life's getting better.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Just finishing this note to Ted Anderson. Please excuse Lee Wickenhauser for not being in his seat today. He was in the studio at GCN with me. Thank you very much, Vincent Finelli. That ought to do it. Ranger Rick is with us. Lee Wickenhauser from GCN is with us. You know, here's the question. So Barry Satoro, the golfer, the guy who is considered the number one guy at 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue, why is he so powerful? Why is everyone so afraid of him? Why haven't a couple of our generals, admirals, gotten together and said, hey, Barry, listen, while we're here in this meeting, you know, we're talking about important stuff, you're under arrest. You're out of here. You can put these handcuffs on, or we'll put them on for you, but you're coming with us. You're out of here. You've destroyed the country beyond repair. We've got a lot of work to do, and you're in the way. Why haven't they arrested Barry? Why has there not been a military coup? Ranger Rick, what are your thoughts?
Well, from what I've been able to gather and study is that most of them are afraid of him. I didn't talk to these guys, congressmen and senators, personally. I've got friends out here that have friends in those places that they're absolutely terrified. This guy, and of course, you know, you got to go back and study. How did he get to where he's at? Who's been paying the bills? And there are some ties to Saudi Arabia. This guy is an absolutely nothing, has done nothing, has been nowhere. How did he climb this high? To me shows you the power of the Illuminati, the New World Order. Folks like that that have been shaping this country for 50, 60 years, it just didn't start with Barry. They've been trying to have this communist coup, this takeover, and they've managed to accomplish that. We are living in a communist country today, whether they like it or not. All you have to do is look up the Communist Manifesto and look at the line items, and everything's been fulfilled. They've got our children, and that's our future. And it's just going to take an act of God to straighten us out.
Lee, what are your thoughts?
Well, I think Rick's right about it. He's backed by, you know, other nations. He's bought and paid for. You know, somebody designed this to happen to our country. This isn't something that just happens.
Mm-hmm.
You know, over time we've learned that, you know, with military coups and overtaking of other countries, what happens? It starts wars. It does this other thing. Now, I look at it as the war over in Iraq, Iran, Afghanistan, everything that's been going on the last 8 years and longer, it's a distraction.
Yeah.
They want us distracted to see that in the news and not what's going on. Obamacare is a prime example. How big of a novel is that? They start sneaking in things here and there and everywhere. Oh, part of Obama's health care plan? That has nothing to do with health care.
Nope.
Why would they do that? It's done by design. They want to flaw the country so bad that we crack.
I can tell you that our son just received a notification in the mail that his health care plan has been terminated effective December, and because it does not meet the standards of Obamacare. So, but he could get a new plan. It's only 50% more expensive, and it will provide almost the same coverage as he has now, 50% more expensive, and he has to jump to it or do nothing. I advocate doing nothing. Mm-hmm. Mine has gone up between 33 and 50%, and I'm advocating doing nothing. And I went to the pharmacy yesterday, and I asked the pharmacist, I said, let me ask you something. What is the difference in the price between getting an insurance with a $10,000 deductible prescription versus no insurance on an item? And she said to me, hold on, let me check. She came back after she talked to the expert. She said, virtually no difference. So, okay, so if there's no difference in that case, I mean, what's the reason for having an insurance policy that has a $10,000 deductible? None that I can see. None. Because I don't even go to the doctor for a checkup, in my case.
I hadn't had the health insurance in over 10 years up until Obamacare. You know, and because, I mean, it's unclear what the penalty is.
Well, it's unconstitutional, first of all, okay?
Mm-hmm.
It's unconstitutional to force me to buy something. It absolutely is unconstitutional. So I'm willing to fight that. But you know, this guy has caused so many problems. I just can't understand why some of these Congress critters, why they haven't, you know, like six of these guys can overpower Barry, six of them, right? They just go in there and say, hey, listen, Barry, come with us. Oh, by the way, you're under arrest. Now, what would happen?
Well, why? Here's a question. Why hasn't a stronger impeachment process been started?
Yeah.
I think, again, they're bought and paid for. They, like, you know, we kind of hope the GOP might try to pull this out of the hat. But bottom line is, they're so inbred.
Hey, going into a break. We'll be right back.
September is National Preparedness Month, so make it a September to remember by getting your emergency food supply from the Freeze Dry Guy. On sale this month, our 2014 Stew Butter and Potatoes Unit. You'll get one number 10 can each of high-quality Mountain House Chicken Stew, vegetable stew with beef, pilot crackers, plus the highest quality dehydrated ABC stew, butter and potatoes for a total of 160 one-half cup servings. Retail value $161.41, but not this month. The Freeze Dry Guy offers the 2014 Stew Butter and Potatoes Unit for only $123.93. Save over $37. Plenty of protein, veggies, carbs for energy, and tasty, hearty, storable food with a shelf life of over 25 years. Call 866-404-3663. Free shipping to the lower 48 states. Click freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com. Hurry, the National Preparedness Month sale ends September 30th from the Freeze Dry Guy. The finest freeze-dried and dehydrated foods available anywhere for long-term storage.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com, click the blue microphone in the top right corner, and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like we did for these current Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can build your website in as little as 7 days free. Plus, we'll promote it on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing. If after 30 days you're happy, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call right now and you'll also get a free .com or .net domain name for your new website powered by VeriSign, the world's leading domain name provider.
Call 800-297-0154. That's 800-297-0154.
No upfront charge for site build, after which ongoing fees apply. Rights to site are relinquished when canceled. Domain included during active service, after which fees apply.
That's 800-297-0154.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Class, we're talking with Ranger Rick and Lee Wickenhauser, and during the break, we were talking about ammunition. I'd like to continue that discussion. Now, let's start with you, Ranger Rick. What is your take on what's happening? DHS, the post office, I mean, every single government, every government-affiliated organization seems to be having their own military, and they're buying weapons of war, and they are buying ammunition, enough ammo to shoot every single man, woman, and child and kill us at least five times with hollow points. What's going on with ammo right now?
My personal opinion, I used to be a gun dealer. And ammo is easy to come by. And back in the 90s or whenever it was, when Clinton was floating around, they did that with reloading ammunition. For about 8 months, you couldn't reload nothing because there's no powder, no ammo, right, bullets, etc.
Right.
This game now, they know they can't disarm us. I think they figured that out. There's a whole lot more of us than there is of them. But if you're going to train, you've got to shoot bullets, unless some guys are now going to airsoft and pellet guns to keep the muscle memory up and things like that.
Right.
But as I told earlier, I don't want to drop their name, but there's a ammunition company out here where I'm at that I've got a buddy's a trucker, and he had a string of trucks load up down in southern Idaho, and they went to Seattle, and they sent all the ammunition to China. The rest, the government's buying up, as they're doing with most of your freeze-dried, nitrogen-filled survival food, if you will. And they're just taking everything away from the public that I think boils down to, if you can't defend yourself, you're going to have to comply. If you get very hungry, you're going to have to comply. But there's a lot of folks where I'm at that they're practicing knife throwing, throwing hawks, they're making their own bows and arrows. Very silent, very effective. And like I tell folks, if you can afford to buy something that you can shoot and hit with, get it. And when you get proficient, then you will take their whiz-bang stuff. As far as the Chinese and Russians, I know there's a lot of stories of those troops being here. Where I'm at in North Idaho, we actually have a whole section up north that's now no-fly zone. You can't go in. They've got black-suited troops that run off the hunters and the woodcutters. And I met some people in a restaurant that have been flying their place for 40 years, returned around last November. I'd like to get some folks together and let's just go see what we got up there. This is still my country, and if they're here and they want to play crazy, North Idaho is full of patriots, veterans, and constitutional police officers. And we'll get this information out to people. But the ammo, they think they can control us. They just don't understand that there's absolutely tens of thousands, if not millions, of veterans, active and inactive, that will come get your stuff. We will take it. And if we find you there, we'll hang you for being a traitor. And that's kind of my take on the ammo. They're trying to keep it from us. Not going to happen unless they ship it out of country.
Yeah, who's going to hang whom? Rick, who's going to hang whom?
I think we're going to hang them. My thought. I carry okay. rope. There's a lot of right. no-gun well, places. Well, say again.
Let me share with you this simple arithmetic that I just did here on this notebook that I keep a running notebook of all the broadcasts. And so I wrote down there's 300 million, you know, roughly Americans. Let's say 100 million of us, and we'll round down, okay? Let's say 100 million of us have firearms. I don't know more than one person who has just one firearm. I know one guy who has just one pistol. Everybody else has way more. Some have 30, 40, 50. Let's round that way down, and we'll say, on average, five. The average guy has five firearms. So five firearms times 100 million is 500 million firearms in the United States of America. I think that's a reasonable number. And I think that you're right. And here's why I think you're right. I know a lot of farmers who hunt, and they hunt, I guess, because they call it a sport, but also they hunt deer and turkey for food. So there's right. hunting with a purpose. Now, they will say, I'll hear these guys talk, and they'll say, wow, shoot, hunting season's coming up. I have to get me a box of shells.
Mm-hmm.
Now, they've got five on average, firearms, and they got to get me a box of shells because hunting season's coming up. That's the problem. So I think you hit the nail right on the head that we've got the guns, you know, we've got the iron, we don't have the brass and lead.
Right. Look, I mean, most people I see when they go out and, you know, I go into Gander Mountain just to look around, you know, and I see people buying guns they shouldn't have. It was funny. The other day I watched a guy trying to tell his girlfriend to buy a Glock 45. And this girl was 95 pounds dripping wet, had no arm strength whatsoever. That gun's going to give her a bruise in the middle of her forehead. You know, people are buying things irrational. I see it all the time. My girlfriend started out with a 357 Magnum. But I started out with a low grain 38 round just so she could get comfortable with it.
That's right.
I mean, she shot 22s, you know, and people are buying things out of want more than necessity. I mean, there's guns in my house. My children know how to shoot. My children know how to clean guns. They know how to practice proper gun safety. My 9-year-old is a dead shot at 150 yards with a 22 with nothing more than a quick sight. And that's at 9 years old.
We taught our children how to shoot very early. And, you know, I showed them a video, taught them safety. And then after I taught them how to shoot, I brought the police over to the farm in Virginia, and I asked them to teach our children gun safety. And the sheriff's deputies came over. I mean, that's when they were a little different back in the 90s. They were actually protecting and serving. And they came over and wanted to make sure that our children knew about gun safety. So I brought it to our children three different ways. I taught them. I showed them videos on gun safety, gun handling, and marksmanship, and so forth. And then I brought the sheriff's deputies in to teach them again, reinforce. We've got Ray from Virginia on the line with us. Ray, welcome.
Good morning, gentlemen.
Ray,
I'd like to go back. Hello, can you hear me, Vince?
Yeah, we can hear you very well. Yes, we've got you.
Hey, okay.
Go ahead, Ray.
We'll go back to Frank Marshall Davis, alias Mr. Obama. You were asking how he could get away with all that up there. Well, there's been a glue that's kept this cabal together forever throughout history. It's bribery and blackmail. It's as simple as that. Okay.
Wall Street calls that greed and fear.
But I think it's more specific. It's just bribery and blackmail. If they can't bribe them, then they'll blackmail them. And that's from Boehner, all those characters up there, man. You can't trust none of them, you know. They're compromised to the hill, you know. And
Ray, one of our instructors who comes to teach at the Get Prepared Expo, his name is Mike Mah, M-A-H. He's a brilliant man. And he lives in Guatemala. He comes up for the Get Prepared Expo and comes to stay at the farm. And he stays at a number of our instructors' houses when he's up here in the United States. He's an American. And he says, his words, politicians are weak. They are so weak that they are easily bribed. And that's the way the system, the Committee of 300 likes them. They like them weak, so they can easily be put on the hook, and they will tend to neglect their spouses and their children for their own personal pleasures. I know some of these creatures. It's absolutely true. They want and want and want, and you can easily put them on the hook with, hey, let's have a cup of coffee. You can put them on the hook for a cup of coffee, and then breakfast, and then lunch, and then dinner, and then, hey, how about a ball game? And, hey, let's go out for dinner with your wife, and you know, we're about the same age, so let's go for dinner. And, hey, I got a boat, and let's go out on the weekend, and, hey, listen, we've got this client in South America. Have you ever been to South America? And then they take pictures, and these guys are absolutely blackmailed, exactly as you've said. I know these people.
Absolutely. You know, Ronald Reagan, he didn't want George Bush for his vice, you know. He had to take him, man. He blackmailed, okay? Things like that, you know? I mean, that's just the way the cookie crumbles, you know. It's crap. That's why I'm an anarchist, you know.
Hey, Ray, where are you from?
Virginia.
What state you from?
District 3, Virginia.
Well, you sound familiar. I just
back home, my family is all out that way. You just carried the accent, so I just wanted to say you made me feel like I was back home. So thanks for calling in. I enjoyed it, guy. You all have a good show right now. I enjoyed the topic and everything. You're on this one. So the best of luck to you guys. I'm out of
Thank
here.
You, sir.
Thank you. Ray, thanks so much. You know, Ray has called me. My phone number is on the internet. And you can look it up, and you can call me right here at the forum. And so I'm not hiding. I'm not using an alias. Many seasoned broadcasters, you know, will say, hi, you've heard me on the radio as, you know, Joe Dokes. But that's not my real name. My real name is, you know, Tom Smith. And I'll say, well, why aren't you using your real name? I use my real name, my real phone number. And I think it's important for us to lead by example and say that, say what we really mean. Now, this guy, Ray, who was just on, has called me off air in the evenings, and we'll chat for an hour and a half. I love him. I've never met him. I love him. He is right on the money. He's spot on. He's articulate. And each time we're on the air, on the phone, off air, I say, hey, Ray, would you please call in? I'd love to hear you call in. And he says, well, maybe. Yeah, man, maybe. He did it. He called
Good
in.
Man.
I'm so delighted. Yes. We're going into a break. We'll be right back with Lee Wickenhauser and Ranger Rick. I'm Vin Finelli. This is USA Prepares.
Think your basement will save your family? Think again. A separate, certified safe room placed in the basement, properly anchored to the floor, offers the best chance of survival and protection. And the best safe room you can buy is at Missouri Storm Shelters. You saw them at USAPrepares.com Expo. Missouri Storm Shelters has the largest selection of certified storm shelters in the world, tested against winds up to 250 miles per hour. That exceeds the EF5 rating. Missouri Storm Shelters meet or exceed FEMA's 320 and 360 recommended standards, and also NSSA and ICC 500 standards. See Missouri Storm Shelters right here in Nixon, Missouri, or online at MissouriStormShelters.com, or call for pricing and details at 417-725-0055, 417-725-0055. Missouri Storm Shelters, because basements won't save your family.
The most important thing you should have next to water and food is a safe, storable fuel supply for your preparedness needs. Spare fuel is the answer. With the harsh, bitterly cold winter that's predicted this year, it's more important than ever to have spare fuel on hand. Spare fuel can be used in any gas-powered vehicle or generator. It's also perfect for chainsaws, tractors, and other small gas engines. Use spare fuel alone, or mix it with any amount of regular gasoline to extend the supply of gas you do have on hand. Spare fuel is absolutely essential for unforeseen emergencies. Store spare fuel in your vehicle's trunk or cargo bay and use it in case you run out of gas on the highway. Unlike gasoline, spare fuel is also safe to store with your other supplies, and it can be stored for many, many years. For special bulk pricing, go to GetSpareFuel.com. That's GetSpareFuel.com now.
News flash. Home invasions are on the rise. It takes less than 10 seconds to kick in a door, but an average of 20 minutes for police to respond to an alarm. Even if you own a gun, 10 seconds is not enough time to protect your family. And what would happen to your family if you're not home? Easy Armor is the ultimate security solution. 85% of break-ins are through a door. Easy Armor reinforces all the key weak points on your door. The jamb, the lock area, and the hinges. If these areas aren't reinforced, you're not safe. Easy Armor has been tested and recommended by police. You can install Easy Armor in 30 minutes, and it comes with a lifetime warranty. Protect your home now with Easy Armor. Go to InvasionStopper.com to get real security for under $70. That's InvasionStopper.com. Easy Armor. Your security is our only business.
Summertime is save big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know summer is the time to stock up at herbalhealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for summer specials, including all sizes of colloidal silver, colloidal minerals, and intestinal freedom on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, and Metabolic Complex and Pro-Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite Intestinal Freedom and Wormwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for summer at herbalhealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to herbalhealer.com and look for summer specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Class, we got to meet up on Monday. Meet up on Monday, Jimmy's Egg. And that's at 4:45 to 8 p.m. We take over the entire restaurant on Battlefield Road, Springfield, Missouri, 4:45. The meetup is free. If you'd like to have the finest dinner available at very, very low prices, please join us Monday. Your homework is to bring a friend. And we're going to talk about survival and preparedness. I was challenged, like, hey, how come you're not talking about so much survival and preparedness? We want to do that. I said, okay, you're on. So David Moore is going to be teaching us survival and preparedness on Monday. I've been ringing the alarm for the last couple of weeks about Ebola. I'm very concerned about it. Ranger Rick, what's your take on Ebola? Then Lee Wickenhauser.
The biggest thing that I'm looking at is when they brought it back in country, they say they have all these things in place that will keep the doctor safe, but yet we're seeing out how many thousands now, even though they're wearing all the gowns and stuff, are catching it in other nations. And we've had some doctors here that have come down ill and allegedly have been repaired. But something like MRSA, in one hospital, and they say they contain it within a year is in 46 states. The C. diff, I mean, there's so many diseases that if their program really works in a hospital that they can control it and contain it, why does it continue to move around our country? I know there's a lot of people that are looking at the fact that the companies that are working on the vaccines, which really scare the hell out of me, you got Soros, you got Gates, and Monsanto. These are three people that are organizations that are on record that they want to deplete the world population by 70 to 80%. They just passed another executive order from Obama that they can forcibly detain and quarantine Americans who shows a sign of the symptoms of respiratory infections. I might be a great candidate today. We've had a little training at one of the local schools. Of course, kids carried around. I picked up something, so I'm coughing and hacking by this EO, they can come out and pick me up and of course, ensure that I room with someone with Ebola or something so they can eliminate the Patriots that direction. We talk about that the Ebola is not spread through the air. Now, up until it got real hot and heavy in the middle of summer, on the CDC's website, it said that. And one of the guys who does computers, and I don't, but he was able to bring up the old information alongside the new, and they removed that. But it's been proven in Canada with animals that were never near each other that these animals did, in fact, come down with Ebola. And the only way you could have gotten it was through the air.
Mm-hmm.
And you just got to look like this guy that just died down in Texas. He's got, I think it was 5 children that affected 4 schools and others down there. But now they're waiting for something to pop. And they say it takes 2 days to 21 days for this to show up. Well, I've got family in Kentucky, and they said they just had these two ladies that were quarantined for a couple of days and cut loose. What if their ones takes longer for this to work or to show up? And I don't think they have ironclad protocols in place, but they sure have done everything for this, starting probably early spring, where they had the military units across the country was issued equipment. There's all kinds of things like this going on, like this is going to happen, and by name, and all of a sudden it shows up, and everybody's supposed to be surprised, but the media doesn't tell the truth, and I don't think the average American wants to take the time to find out the truth and listen to programs like this or come to preparedness expos to see what's out there. And that's how they just get away with it, but it's a rotten country by design. They threw the borders open. I truly believe all this respiratory illness in the Midwest with the children, according to my friends on the southern border, most of the people coming through are sick. Some had a sickness like that. And this government's allowing it to happen. And again, where the hell's our House and Senate? Those folks right. Should be taking care of business.
Well, I'll tell you what, guys, we're out of time, and I'm delighted with this roundtable format. I'd love to have more classes with Ranger Rick and Lee Wickenhauser. I really would, and we're going to talk offline about making that happen. Class, New York City hospitals are training for an Ebola outbreak. We've mentioned this week that by December, 1 million were expected to be infected with Ebola. It's in 9 states in the United States already. Class, above all, honesty and integrity. What happens next is up to you. Thanks very much, Rick.
Are you ready to surrender your right to buy body armor? No joke. Congress is now trying to outlaw civilian body armor. And if House Bill H.R. 5344 becomes law, you can kiss your right to protect yourself against rifle bullets goodbye. Don't put off your body armor purchase any longer. Go now to InfidelBodyArmor.com. Thousands of military veterans trust their lives to Infidel Body Armor. You should too. Spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L. Infidel Body Armor. Just won't quit.
Listen up, all you preppers and survival enthusiasts. Sigma 3 Survival School has a brand new survival instructor training program that will teach you everything you need to know about survival and then license you to teach our survival programs so you can make a substantial profit from it. If you have always wanted to learn to be completely self-reliant and would like to make money at it, then check out Sigma 3 Survival School Survival Instructor Program at survivalschool.us or call 479-561-3886 today.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.